Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
VorPal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
What did you get? 18.
18.
21.
4. 3.
22. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, sore.
2 18s, 2 21s.
What'd you roll?
What's your dex?
I
rolled
15.
Okay.
Oh. Amanda, you take 24 more.
Ow. I suppose you guys will get to go next round. Since it's
well, not... I am glad it was
it goes
for
Layton,
not her. For them.
I go
yeah,
next.
Yeah, the bottom for it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I go next.
Yeah, you go next. Then we go to 22 and then 21. Then the 18th and the 16th.
Yay!
I can't power attack and grapple.
You can.
You can, actually.
And since your bite is considered a natural attack, you can power attack with it despite it being a light
mm-hmm.
weapon.
However, you might get cavities.
Although I don't know how you can miss at this point.
Okay, so...
Natural ones?
Yeah. Eight.
And remember, it's
natural stomach armor.
It actually does have that. Because remember, plants aren't always squishy on the inside.
True.
Also... if you think of it, it's just like you're going like.
Does a 10 hit it?
A 10 will not hit it.
Boom.
That will hit it.
Okay. Will hit it even with its massive no dex?
Plus 9.
Does it gain AC when it loses dex?
Plus 14!
So 15!
15!
26 is enough to pop you out.
Yes.
So a visible Rahuni pops out of this thing's gut.
With a big chunk of it in my mouth. Rahuni.
I'm sure that tastes lovely.
You bit through it and went...
Yeah, I bit through it and I...
Well,
yeah, 22, Jessica.
On the upside, if it consumes us, then...
Am I right next to it?
We just kind of slide out.
It goes...
Oh.
And yeah, do it again.
Okay.
You can't crit on
that.
It's
a plant.
Plants do not have vulnerable weak points.
That's really weird.
Oh, it's not dead yet?
There's a crit, however.
The stomach's muscles contract and seal it up.
Okay.
So you have to stand your way through
it. Why didn't you kill it? That was your job, to kill the killer plants. We discussed this in planning.
Totally had a master plan. Plus three, everyone!
You do bludgeoning, correct?
Mm-hmm.
No, all right. Remember, you have to roll.
What?
It's all bludgeoning.
Master plan and means masterminds.
Okay, this was... How much
I didn't even get a 15.
So we get a plus one for one round. Because your master plan sucked, apparently.
No, let's go.
It was okay, but it wasn't horrible.
Yes.
It did do something.
Yes.
Master plan is, let's go.
Yeah!
I didn't inspire anything. It's like, let's go, team!
Captain Planet.
He's our hero.
Reduce pollution to zero.
33.
So if you already hit me my rocket launcher.
Goes up to 96.
He's my sandwich. Shoot him in the face.
Like crystals.
Oh, hey, my turn.
And what are your weapons? You will actually have to draw.
Quick draw.
Okay. Oh, oh. You will have to draw.
I have slashing, and then bludgeoning slash piercing.
Okay, since it's bludgeoning, I don't get the DR5. It ignores 5 points of piercing.
Okay, I have slashing.
Because you're stabbing a plant.
Oh, I don't have haste.
So my teeth are piercing.
What in the world?
Your teeth
is
everything.
You're hitting whatever you want.
Corks.
I'm hitting you with my molars.
I'm hitting
my molars with a 19.
It's your massive job.
Does electricity affect it?
Crushing together.
It's actually into electricity.
For whatever reason, I'm not intimidated by the giant man-eating plant.
10, 22.
You will be intimidated by the intimidate check.
Yes, I'm well.
By the way, I'm ready. You know when you...
23 plus 15.
Tama.
Is...
Their reactions are...
38.
Cumulative.
Plus...
So you go,
Or more.
Ah!
42. 42.
42? That will finish it.
If for some reason...
You guys now have Caesar salad.
If for some reason...
Was his name Caesar?
I shot another bit, but it running away was still within your range. Geez. You could make them panicked, I think it is, or whatever. That makes it like, why was the every danger to make on the ghost?
I'm not coming in that range group, am I?
No. Wait, we've already been there. Not anyways, back in the bag and keep sneaking. Should we actually have somebody who can?
I had to speak up.
Should we actually have somebody who can sneak? Do the sneaking now?
Have we been noticed?
We'll see. Is anyone come running this way? What's going on?
Oh, by the way,
well, if we look around, what do I see?
Remove my bracers.
Oh,
sneaking. Give me notice.
Those help.
You guys are waiting to see if anyone comes ambushes you,
but I will be hiding.
I'll stealth.
Yeah.
Should we put people who can't stealth in the bag?
23.
Yes.
11. A guard did look over and then went back to his donut.
Strange.
Rudy,
like he didn't care.
Get in the bag.
I'm not touching that.
Did he notice us?
When Dick was being loud. Yeah. Kinda...
Oh, I'm in the bag.
Don't go in the bag.
He's not paid enough
but
to
I don't
care.
Want to go in the bag.
Okay. I'm just saying what he did.
No.
Small, medium size, in the bag.
I'm going in the bag. Because I can't. I have a minus one. I got 11.
We'll give you air and bring you out when you can smash something. Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
Well, that'd be awesome.
My stealth is only...
Get inside the bag! Oh, wait. I'm an invisible person. Oh, no, wait. You attack. You are
invisible. Attack.
You're right.
14.
Well, that would be hilarious. Get inside the invisible bag!
My stealth is a 6. Do you guys want me out, or do you want me to hide in the bag?
The guards really don't care.
You have a stealth of 6.
You heal 31.
Get in the bag.
Oh, thank you.
Well, what do you mean the guards don't care? Did they hear us?
That one did.
Oh.
He's eating a donut.
Get in the bag. I don't trust it. These guards.
It is true. It could just be that one.
When we go inside, we'll want people who are actually able to sneak.
She has not good sneaking.
Then you two in the bag.
I get in one of the other bag.
Whatever.
Don't want to be in the bag with me?
Then I pick up the bag.
It's okay. I color the top half red and the bottom
half
white.
We'll have to have some people shut up so we can actually hear each other.
A little button.
So, sorry to be offensive, but...
What are we talking about?
Absolutely.
I'm actually going to give you my quarterstaff in there. Because I don't
that's why I was still
if
talking.
If I do get cut, I'll look that often.
Maybe. Okay.
Yes.
Alright. Since you guys are coming in from the gardens...
practicing.
You guys are actually coming in from this direction. The entire building is, of course, made out of stone. It is a 3-story building.
I guess we won't go to those windows.
We need to find the dungeon.
Walking over there.
You look in the window.
This is a fairly small dance floor. With a very simple stage. And a few chairs around the edge of the room.
Pretty small stage.
I don't think this is the dungeon.
Well, what if we... Oh, I can't see in the hallway. Is that door open?
The front door?
No. Are there any doors that are open?
No.
Yes. Okay. We're looking for the entrance to the basement.
Okay. I guess we'll look at that window over there before we do something stupid. Dining room.
Mm-hmm.
They're having dinner.
That's why we have stealth checks.
That's fine. I'm in a back room folding.
Yes.
It's indeed the dining room. It's currently not being occupied. You may notice, check.
32.
Fail.
32?
I got a 9.
Well, I'm
not
32. 22.
34. 32.
Anyone who broke 20 can identify this room hasn't been used in a while.
We haven't had dinner as a family for a while.
Or somewhere.
Whatever what you want from it.
Or he's dead.
Hey, I'm finally on a base.
Mm-hmm. I've been on a base for a week now.
Yep. Well, I didn't notice that.
She's on a base! She's on a base!
No, she's on a blimp.
Alright, what will detect magic? Yet.
There is faint magic.
Is it abjuration?
No, it is...
evocation.
Universal.
Hmm?
Can I try to figure out what it is?
Sure.
What is universal magic?
Like, read magic and
no, it's so
a few other slug spells.
There's very few.
Convenient spells?
Give me a spellcraft. It is indeed on the bardic spell list.
I know.
You know, because you cast a spell a lot. Read magic.
Read magic on what?
The room.
So basically, you read magic in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Oh. Spiffy.
You should have a room of one of these at your house.
Oh, I plan on getting some glasses that have a magic permanent seat on them.
Basement cat.
Which means basically.
She wishes she was basement cat. They're
all cases.
So, that's what's in that room.
Basement cat.
Behind Alex PHB are all the other rooms that have windows on them.
In his image.
That, I'll just go and look at them all.
I
want
to go back to hell.
Now.
Who's guard? I guess we'll go around the other way.
The front?
Do you want to go subdue that guard?
Is he a human?
So on the other side.
I pull out the easy gun. It increases my stealth.
I would avoid doing the front door.
Oh, that guy.
Okay.
What is there to crawl on the wall?
It's masonry.
It's human. I think we just didn't Steven.
So you can climb on like the cobblestone and whatnot.
Okay. So can I climb sideways, stealthily?
Sideways like this?
Well, like go up and then go.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, go up, then, you know, okay.
He's doing Assassin's Creed.
I can go around so I can drop down on the guy.
Okay.
If you had spider climb, you could do it.
Well, yeah, that would just make it...
Andre, your minis are...
dying.
They jumped off.
They're kind of, like, melting off the chair. Like,
they decided to end it all.
Their fall just wasn't as big as they thought it would be.
He said.
So I tried to jump off a bridge and
That was your climb stealth check.
Alright, give me a climb check, Ryan.
Did you hear me? I got an 87.
Yeah. No. The DC 88, sorry.
Holy cow, that's an intense wall.
I got 61 wall. Plus 18. 1, so 62.
And you will actually fail. You need a 20.
No. As long as you don't fail by 5, you don't fall.
Mm-hmm. You haven't even started yet. Basically, kind of go...
If you fail by 5 or more, you fall. If you don't...
Okay, I succeed.
Alright, so as he was climbing, I want to know what... Oh.
I guess he ran off and did his own thing.
I'm getting ready to take out the guard with Steven.
I'm playing children's card games with my imaginary friend.
I guess we'll wait for Ricardo to go get caught.
I'm flopping around in
Well, he's climbing around this way. So, when he gets out here, I'm going to... stealth down there, then if he sees me charging.
Hope you go high on this.
If he doesn't see me, which I'm hoping he won't, because he probably won't, I'm just going to go up and stand next to him and go,
hi!
As I'm above this guard.
Casting a couple spells over.
I actually drew this out over here. There is a window up here.
Oh, okay.
It basically, there's a balcony overlooking a central area here. You don't have the angle to be actually to see down there. And a small table with a like coffee table.
Okay.
No, it's currently there.
The guards didn't really care that I cast spells back near the plant, right? Because I did do that.
Apparently not.
Apparently didn't see.
I pull up
I just go around the side above this guy.
I pull out my white cloak and begin donning it.
You don it.
You now need to roll stealth.
And then I put on my wristplate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just playing it with it at this point.
Natural
point. <time.
laughs> We'll give you the strawberry.
What?
Stuff.
Oh,
just eat it.
35.
You can
just eat it.
You can just eat it.
30 jello.
34 on a climb?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that stealth?
Strawberry jello.
That was stealth. Okay, now give me your climb check.
Okay.
Never.
Nice.
I hate my friends.
Is it 22?
Fine. Okay. Demand something of them.
Water. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tyler
likes everyone.
He's
just
surly.
I'm a dwarf.
How far down is he?
8.
Shut your mouth.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I want to get directly above the god.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
However, this is going on a round by round basis for a good reason.
Then I'm going to get ready and start stealthing down there. She needs to go on the other side of him.
I suppose I'll keep watch over here. Okay. Make sure no one's...
Long beards.
So if I see anyone...
Long beards!
Ironbreakers have cornmeal armor, though.
Thank you.
Long beards do not have cornmeal armor.
Ironbreakers do.
Oh.
Okay.
Try and decide. They're essentially
Ryan,
the same
do another
unit.
Class.
Stat-wise, they're the same unit. The long beards just have more special rules.
Okay, give me a reflex check as you pass this window.
No, the Ironbreakers have iron.
Oh, the Ironbreakers, not the guys I like.
Longbeards have old grumblers and are immune to panic.
22?
Yeah.
3. 3? Okay. You luckily dodge out of the way as the window above you opens.
You farted.
And out comes a arm in a bucket and landing.
I moved around. Right.
There is a pile of liquid and feces.
But I didn't go yet.
Right on top of you?
No, he missed.
He dodged.
He goes over me. I dodge.
He's like, whoosh.
That would have been gross if he was in it.
And that guard's like, whatever.
I get over there.
And now I still have to get going.
Can I see if he has like a horn or a bell
it's 20.
Or anything
oh,
on him?
20.
Wait,
yes,
no.
He does.
It's 18.
Where is it on his person?
He has a horn here. You actually, no, actually give me a perception check.
Perception. Notice?
Yeah.
31.
31? He's actually got a chain around his foot that's linked up to the building.
He can't leave.
I'm just telling you what there is.
So he's chained to the building. How long is this chain?
5-10 feet.
Is it coiled up or is it... Oh, okay.
Not on this side.
It's not very long then.
No. And okay. Runs into a hole inside the building.
Oh, a hole.
It's not connected to
I'm telling you what you see, not explaining what it is.
Hmm.
See what you can on stealth.
Oh, what you see.
I got an 18, which I'm probably going to Benny.
Nah.
No. I don't know what it is, though. That's interesting. Well, I'll go ahead and drop down now.
It goes down to initiative.
Yep, goes down to initiative.
Or if he cares.
You too. Roll initiative.
Why is it that I rolled pretty well until now?
Because now I have to mean something.
He goes on 18.
He doesn't get a surprise round?
No. Hey, can I see a DMG, please? I just figured I might as well do something while I'm sitting here.
Benny?
Okay.
I got 12.
11.
Hey! What are you doing snooping around here?
Is that all he's gonna do? I'm waiting for my turn.
What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. You got a what?
11. So Steven goes before me.
He readies a standard action. No, it's more like shaking his sword intimidatingly at you.
Just
it's like a wagon thing.
Looking around, just kind of wandered out from where the servants are and joined the good crisp air.
Enjoying
I can't
the good,
roll above a 6.
Enjoying the good crisp air.
There we go. 22 on bluff.
Joe's a good Chris Bear, and I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker. Don't believe me.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well. And I'm supposed to be back here.
Oh, it's okay if I just stand around a little bit and enjoy the outside?
Go over the garden, that's nice.
I just meandered over there. There's some plants that were moving, and they kind of scared me.
Whoa. Dude.
What?
Moving plants?
No, like, they weren't breathing, blowing the wind. Like, they were moving and looking at me. I could feel their beady little eyes. Have you gone in the garden?
Are you high?
I got some if you want some.
For sure, what do you got?
Go over to him.
While they're talking, can I slap his hand with his horn?
Alright, that's walking speed.
Yeah.
Because you don't want
to be like...
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't walk your normal 40-foot because that's the.
It's a. Hey man, I got some stuff over here. You want some? Sure.
I know. He is high.
Can you still give me a sleight of hand?
Yes, I do. That's a 29.
Okay, you slip the horn out for me.
Sweet, I've got the same thing now.
Nice. Hey, you're with us? All
right, well, I'm going to wait till I actually get next to him.
Because that's about as fast as I can.
Well, he actually puts away his sword.
Okay.
Well, that's all I was going to do is take
What do I see in the window? As I walk by, I kind of look in.
You see guards going.
I guess I'll take a closer
look at
that. Bet you wish you had my racial ability, don't you?
Hey, look, it's a doobie!
Racial ability of summon weed. Wait, it's a standard action. There you go.
I'm convinced Sylvanian elves will always have weed on them.
Damn hippies.
I don't know, that servant didn't look like she had much.
Well, she was also a servant.
Yeah, well.
Obviously she...
I have hemp rope.
Not the same.
You're not a Sylvanian elf either. First voice message. Oh crap.
Who's that? Whoa, Billy.
They're actually looking.
What you got?
I don't have enough for everyone, sorry.
Oh god, what?
I'm sure with him because he's already out here. Sorry.
You should be like.
I'm gonna come around to kind of an angle where they can't see me falling.
These guys are still kind of looking at you out the window.
I just kind of chat with them a little bit, waiting for them to turn around.
Okay, give me a bluff.
Can you bluff a
yes!
substance?
Well, no, he's stalling for time.
Yes.
I mean, can you bluff a substance? Like, hey, this is really, like...
He's got a potion. You can always bluff a dude. You better try this potion at the alchemist. Crazy.
Yeah, here's a cure light. It'll totally get you high.
Well, I mean, if he thinks it gets him high, will it get him high?
Wait till they kind of aren't paying attention. And see, well, if I subdue him before he draws his weapon, would he be able to actually scream?
If you subdue him... You know, basically, you're going to have one round of attacks.
Yes.
And that's about draw, it. So
I will, too.
Yeah, but you jumping down was going to really screw things up.
So, would I be able to subdue him without him yelling?
You have to subdue him, yes.
Okay, and the problem is, level 5 character, can I subdue him within 5 hits?
You got +7 in each hit. He's flat-footed.
He's also human.
Yeah, +7.
That's why we got +7. Go for broke, Steven.
Do you want me?
I might as well.
Do you want me to pray to you?
I quick draw and try to subdue him.
I guess what you can do afterwards is lay him out against the building. He's like, that was some really good stuff. I put him out.
Alright. Oh. I don't know which one of those or what. Sorry.
It's also convenient because all of your rolls were really bad.
Actually, I had a 6, and then the rest of them were 10 or higher.
Alright, and keep rolling.
My Morningstar cannot hit. Does a 19 hit him?
Flat-footed?
Because he is flat-footed, no.
Yeah. Oh.
Alright, what about a 14?
Is he restless?
What do you mean because he's flat-footed?
Alright, sorry, I used the wrong conjunction with that one.
Yeah, I'm like...
No, he is not... A 19 will not hit him.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he must have, like, full plate on.
What does he have?
My flat-footed is 23.
He has half plate.
That armor no one ever wears? No.
Was six.
This happened. Split mail and banded mail is a six.
Oh, I remember there was some really crappy.
Wait, how does he then have a 18?
He probably has ring.
Probably has a chain shirt of.
He's wearing his half plate.
Chain shirt.
Dex.
Andre said this to me before.
He's flat footed.
No, he's flat footed. No. Chain shirt.
Oh.
I'm guessing he has deflection.
Although he needs some other bonus because he rolled an 18.
That's the joke.
I rolled a 19. Oh, so it can't just be a plus one.
Then he has to have a plus three somewhere, Steven. Maybe he's got plus one armor, and the shield does not account for a...
That's a critical on one of them. For the keen.
Kill! Oops. He's subduing him.
Disembowel him. 1d4 con damage and 1d6 bleed. Awesome!
He's doing
but I'm subdual. Doing subdual. How does the bleed work? The con damage I can see.
Internal damage.
Bleeding. But internally bleeding.
I'm subduing... That's so fine. Class ability.
That's fine.
Yeah,
he'll pass out.
Yeah.
He'll pass out and then stabilize.
Okay.
Or he'll pass out and die.
So it's normal damage and whatever, d4 con?
Yeah. No, it's double damage. And 1d4 con and 1d6 bleed.
That's a
so
intense.
He loses 2 con.
Okay. So his hit points went to 30.
8. 12.
He's unconscious.
12 plus 30.
So your plus 30 knocked him out. See, no, Steven's gonna go.
Give me a sleight of hand.
To try
and stabilize him.
Oh, okay. Does Steven
because
have
he has
hand?
Because he has
no,
two
I don't.
Hand weapons.
Is it one of those?
If he had one out, I could see him being able to stabilize him. But he did.
No, and then, I cannot use sleight of hand because I don't have any ranks in it.
Okay. That means, what's your dex?
14.
14? So it'll basically be a DC 12. Because you were using two hand weapons. I mean, basically, unless you went... You hugged him like this and then beat him on the back.
I totally did that.
Ow.
Well, obviously one of them didn't care.
Look, two of them.
I guess you go, whoa.
What's happening?
No, you probably dropped your weapons, or you probably still have them in your hands, because you don't have quick sheath.
True.
Because remember, sheathing isn't enough.
Seeing what she went like, it's like...
You see... Boop, 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 boop.
And then
oh, that worked.
You look inside, you're like...
Put the weapons behind my back.
I give you a thumbs up from above the door.
Weapons away.
What the...
Oh, there's still a problem with four guards inside.
Did you go like...
No, I'm just keeping a lookout. So this guy's moving on his own will.
Someone's going to do the four guards inside. Beat him up.
I can't take them all down in one round. Well, I sit down next to the unconscious guard and start talking about how the coast is totally cleared. The drugs got me so high.
I look over there.
So you guys come around the corner, and I'm sitting on the ground next to a guard.
So was that in the window that pulled the stuff out?
No, just sitting in my splash. Oh.
Can I see inside?
Oh, I care
now?
About that, right?
It's closed.
Oh, it's closed. Like the shutters are closed too. Okay.
I look down the row, see them. Use thieves' camel, night guard. There are four guards inside this room.
Fuck them up.
Four. Inside this room. But that woman is a whore. I crawl under the window. Go back.
Give me a stealth check.
17.
Give me a bluff.
You're like, I'm totally high.
22! I can't hide, but I can bluff. So he's unconscious and I'm now crawling away. And I'm just kind of like,
that's what this is meant.
Good shit!
Looking over you like...
Stop, man! Stop!
Maybe that stuff's a bit harder than I was wanting to.
Yeah, I give him internal hemorrhaging.
The blood coming out of his nose. So far out.
All right,
is he gonna be okay, man?
Yeah, he'll be fine. Let him sleep it off.
I go back to the group.
You crawl over.
You look up
her
skirt.
I subdued the guard outside, but there's four more inside.
Let's go through the window then.
This window right here.
Andre.
Give him a minute. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Might want to let Tana breathe.
Okay.
Tana, okay in there.
Alright, okay. Back to my card game with my imaginary friend.
By the way, he's cheating you.
Get him! You activated my trap card!
Hush. Might want to put her down. Alright.
Oh, I guess I'm
what is the windows made of?
I will write.
These are currently just shuttered.
Just shutters.
Ooh, Louis?
Yeah, you can let him in.
I move half movement of climbing.
Right? Quarter.
Quarter. Okay. So 10 feet around?
Mm-hmm. If you double move, you go 20. That's why you were having to make so many if you were walking.
Gotcha.
Walking.
Go. Yes.
Okay.
Do these shutters have like any locks or magical alarms on them?
On the inside.
On the inside? They have alarms on the inside?
No, they don't have any alarms that you see. I'm talking about the lashes and whatnot you were talking about.
No.
Can we open them from out here?
These windows right here?
Yes.
Those ones are actually open.
Already?
Yeah. Okay. The second story is where they're all closed.
Okay.
Can I try and peek through between the cracks and see if there's
sure, go ahead and give me a nose check. Which window would you like to look at? That's where you are so far.
I guess I'll look in that one.
Okay. I think that's the one with the person popped out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that
is
the one.
Okay, I know someone's in there. Well, I'd like to see who it is, I guess.
I have to let Lou decide he wants to be inside, actually.
Yeah.
26.
No.
Okay, I was like... I didn't do that. I'm sitting in the bag writing poetry.
Poetry in motion? Get it? Because you're moving?
Actually, it's a good thing I did the con damage, else he wouldn't have gone down that turn, probably.
Probably not.
30 plus 12?
I guess that's
Andre put his hit points down to 30. After the con damage of 2.
True.
That means if he's a level 10 character with 40 hit points, yes. No,
he's actually a level 10 wizard.
He has to be a level 13 character with 40 hit points.
He actually was a level 13 wizard.
This is all just an elaborate game to get us caught.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Inside there, there's a woman who is currently up. You see her brushing her hair basically at the table, and you hear her grumbling a lot.
Can I try and...
And then over here, kind of rolling around, because I assume you're looking like that, you can see a guy that's still in the bed, and he's... And you see his leg thrash all the way across the bed.
I assume she's beefy looking.
Her? No.
She, what is, she's just a human?
Mm-hmm. Hard to tell what nationality.
I take it he's also human?
As best you can tell.
He's not a
furry or something.
Yeah, I mean, because it's basically
he could be a hairy elf.
He's still kind of in a sheet and whatnot,
actually,
because remember, it's spring
hair.
Weather, but you still have some blankets in spring. And since the angle you're looking at...
Yeah.
By the way, that is a huge bed, however. It's about 6 feet wide. And about 8 or 9 feet long.
Oh. That is a large bed.
Oh.
Tyler.
Move your character.
Yeah.
It's okay.
How you doing?
Now you can have Louie. I go get something cleaned up. Or Louie will escape.
You don't need a map on
The world begins to melt around
oh,
you.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm glad we're over here. You, however... starts drowning.
Oh, no, I was like, is this second? What?
He's like, no, I want to escape!
That's okay.
That's okay, I melt the world wherever I go.
Okay, I love you, Louie.
Sick of the sandwich now.
Oh.
You make me a peanut butter jelly now?
That's something you
can do. You want that, Lou?
Steven. Don't put as much peanut butter jelly as you. I mean, I like peanut butter, but don't put like the
jelly. He wanted in, but for like a couple seconds. And then
he's a cat. That's what they do. Open the door. Open the door.
I killed everyone.
Okay, thanks. Walk away.
I killed everyone.
You did, bastard.
I don't think...
At least I didn't get the
recorder. Andre, is this the only building, or is that thing over there not a building drawing?
Basement? One, okay. Two, three.
Yeah, so okay. one building right now.
So there's three stories.
And there's one guard post, as I said, unfarmed. I did try and describe the island.
Yes, but I'm sorry, when you describe an island, it's not always the exact same in my head as you describe it.
That's because you're delusional.
And when you draw four buildings at a crossroad, I said, "Oh, there's four buildings."
That's why I labeled them. As I said, three-story building.
Didn't tell us what the numbers were for.
I'm sorry. I assumed basic rationale on human part. My bad.
I just
Andre,
noticed
with,
the numbers.
With your world,
there are numbers.
Rationale means nothing.
Exactly.
Actually, my world is fairly logical.
I'll say it makes sense that I don't know any.
After you pointed out.
After
probably
I point
with one of these, actually, I live with numbers.
No, what I do know is I pay attention to all the details because I have to.
It's getting a little smoky in the bag, though.
Damn thing! Why did it have to run on coal? A coal-powered Game Boy.
No, it's coal-powered.
You have a miniature coal in there.
Let me out! I won't kill everyone. I swear.
Why is your lightning red?
Yes, it's good.
No, his lightning is black.
Ooh.
He's a good call. That means he's a good alignment.
I still like how Yahtzee Cult decided to go against the title and renamed it Well Adjusted.
Hold on.
By the way,
there's also some right there.
I don't get Yahtzee. Well, no, I suppose he did justify
no,
it.
I drank it all. The rest of it.
I was surprised. His most recent
review right
was Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
What do you say about it?
He didn't like it.
No, of course,
course he didn't like it.
Of course he didn't like it.
Yahtzee.
There's very few games Yahtzee does like.
Portals.
He's a gamer critic.
Oh.
So it makes sense he doesn't like it.
That's real punctuation, honey.
Which is?
The guy
who talks really, really fast.
The yellow
a British guy?
Yes.
Is he British?
Did you wipe off these?
No, he's Australian.
No, he is British, born, living in Australia.
Okay, I thought he's an Aussie.
So does that mean he's Australian? Because is he a national Australian? Because if he has citizenship in Australia...
Australians are British. It's just they are criminals that were...
Yeah, they were
no, originally, but not anymore. Just like we used to be British,
well,
but we don't have British citizenship.
They're descended from that.
So the question is, if he's a national Aussie, that means he's not a British anymore.
Actually, most people's citizenship isn't the same way as the United States, because the U.S. is...
Dual citizenship, I know.
Yeah, because the U.S.
might not
be
have
pissy about that.
Once you're an American, you're not an American!
No, once you're 18, you have to choose.
Yeah, once you're 18, you have to choose. Do you want this one or this one? Us or them?
You have to take a test if you choose them.
Yeah.
Anyway, to come back to us.
Okay, so that one.
Yep.
Okay. And here's one more guard if you need.
Okay. So,
now that the world has been reshaped.
Here, right?
But now half of it's in blue.
After the cat knocked over the...
After Tyler knocked over the cat.
You spend how much you want.
No, after Tyler wielding the cat knocked over the water.
I'll give you that. I wielded the cats and destroyed the world.
That's what you gave for wielding the cat.
Save the cat, save the world. Okay, sorry.
No, save the cat, kill the world.
Alright, so Ryan, that's what you see in there.
Okay.
I'll come back to you after you're done making your master PBJ.
Yes.
Isn't female mistress?
Yes.
Not in this relationship.
What?
Apparently Ryan takes it up. Okay, so everyone does.
Store.
Yeah, you crawl through the window?
Yeah. I would say it's not protected or anything.
Roll d20.
Got a 4.
Yeah, you're good.
Do I need to roll d20?
No.
Alright, now listen at the door. I got a 35.
That's a table, right?
35, okay. Beyond the door, you don't hear much, but on the second story, you can hear a kid kind of whining.
behind closed doors. And up on the third floor, you can hear what sounds to be a screamer. However, you can hear out front the guards talking nonchalantly. And in the upper part of this area, since it is an open area...
Like screamer as in sex screamer?
Yes, as in sex screamer.
Oh, yes!
You can hear a woman cursing in a language you don't understand.
Guys, I just think I tapped into the world.
You rolled a 35, dude. It's an open-air house.
All right, well, I think we're pretty much safe. I crack open the window and the door.
You walk back over.
Well, I listen to the room. We're good.
Not here.
Well, let's wait for Ricardo to jump down.
Who knows what Ricardo was doing right now? I don't even pretend to wait on him anymore.
I'm just going to go. Hey,
Bless your face. Ooh.
Well, I spent a round moving to the door than listening. And this is another round opening and looking.
Okay. Basically what it looks like is there's a small pantry kind of right there, sort of like a small kitchen. There's a fireplace that's burning. It makes no noise nor smoke. But it does cast light.
And heat?
And heat.
Is that continual flame?
No. Continual flame doesn't
And a couple of preparation tables.
All right. Since, with my amazing hearing, I go to the next door then and crack the door open and look outside.
Okay.
You come down to us.
Okay.
Whose dice was this?
That was him on this side when he was over there.
Yeah, I'm like, whose dice is it?
Oh.
That's his die.
No problem.
Not my fault this time.
Okay. What are the other two people doing?
What's it? That's the flame that gives heat and whatnot.
Okay. I was like, I would hope.
It's fire elemental.
Yeah.
I wait for Steven to open the door or someone to open the door.
Well, this door is open.
I'll be sneaky. I know you opened that door. Oh. I can see the map.
Okay, so you're gonna stand like right here.
Put me in closer to the front so I can stealth. No, that's not. I mean, the front of the room. Yes.
Okay. Okay, Hiana.
I assume you were listening at that door.
Well, he said he didn't hear anything on this level.
Oh.
He said the guards that we already know about.
Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for to hear the door open over there, then I'll open this one.
So I'm opening this door and peeking out as I get hit from behind by a fire elemental.
What's your flat foot AC?
Huh.
13.
Wait, no, that's not right. Because I have a... Oh, that's the wrong one. I was looking at touch, sorry. All my stuff has changed now.
Yeah, you know, like, you have your armor.
Natural armor plus dex. I mean, deflection. It's 18.
Okay. It hits with one and then it crits on its other.
Ow.
You're just sneaky easier now, Steven.
I wasn't sneaking. There's nobody here, so I went over.
That's hilarious.
Yes, there's no one here.
Roll d4, please.
Did you do the magic crit, Andre?
Two. Okay. Yeah.
Well, let me roll your damage first. So it's going to be...
If it's strength drain, I'm going to...
8d6 plus 4.
Oh, wow.
Is it like maximized and powered or something?
No, 2d6 slam because it's large. And then 2d6 for fire and it hit you twice.
Oh, that's both these... Okay. Okay, I thought that was from one hit. I'm like, this is going to suck, guys.
Oh, nice. That's a lot of sixes. Okay. 10, 20, 34.
Ow.
And you blink out of existence.
Whoa.
We were going to come save you.
Obviously, it was...
Okay, so what is everyone else doing?
Did I hear what happened?
Well, he kind of walked over, looked at the flame oil, then walked over to the door and began listening. Then the fireplace shot out.
No, I didn't listen. I opened and looked, and then suddenly I disappeared.
The fire shoots out of the fireplace, and it burns, giant fire and burning all over the place, and it withdraws back into the fireplace, and he is gone.
Well, obviously it was a trap, so...
What happened?
Dick set off a trap.
Don't go in the other room.
I think you opened the door. Oh, no.
I look in the other room.
What happened?
I guess.
I look around the corner in the other room.
You're looking around the corner.
Nothing in there.
It's a little singed, parts of the pantry, but that's about it.
Fuck.
Right, so I suppose we can assume he fell down the stairs?
I think it was a trap. There's stairs there?
I don't know, you said it was a trap.
Well, he opened a door.
You're not Admiral Akbar.
He was gone. There's fire.
But
you're
not seeing Akbar on the ground.
You,
so.
You do, though.
I assume he wasn't burnt to a cinder, so it's probably a fire teleport trap.
You don't think I'm Admiral Akbar.
Interesting.
No, you're actually a little more attractive than Admiral Akbar. Just a little, though.
So do you think it teleported down into a cell or off the island? Literally, like 5 feet off the island. Let's see how far.
Well, I got another potion of feather, folks. Yes.
Well, it depends whether this guy is a, you know, sick bastard.
They did say he was rather cruel.
So probably into a cell.
Okay. What? Oh, no, there he is.
No, the door's closed.
I closed the door because
true.
Magic.
Time vortex.
Okay, well, I suppose we avoid that room.
I agree.
Ricardo, could you check the door, please?
I salute at the fireplace and step out into the hallway. I pay my proper respects and then I close the door.
I thought he did.
No.
I said, you're obviously better than me. Have a good day.
Okay, so who's stepping out the hall?
What?
You're listening at the door?
I'm checking this door for traps.
Okay. I'm checking the doors for traps now.
I'm sorry, after getting hit like that, I'm pretty sure I know what hit me. Turning around, Seema.
Yeah, that's
and then there's a guard right there looking at you, Steven.
I can roll the bluff today, but not stealth. The thing I have massive ranks in, I can't do, but the thing I just has synergy bonuses? 100%. Yeah.
It smells like cigarettes.
It does.
It does, somebody's probably
smoking out there.
Yeah.
That's 19.
Don't hear anything. Actually, no, you will hear some,
He's not searching.
Okay, you won't find anything.
Okay. Find me.
Alright,
are both those stairs up?
You step out of the hall and see him.
They teleport you on the other side of the door?
It was a magical fire from the fireplace. It was better than me. I am sad now.
I will refrain myself from commenting.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and stick my head back.
I open the air for Tana. Close the bag.
Stick my head back through.
No, I don't open it long enough for actually the air to change. Hi! Close.
He's right over the next one.
Well, I'm at least glad you're back with us.
Yeah, that sucked.
Alright, so where to next?
I say this room. Because he's going to be in the basement.
Well, yeah, it might be that one.
Oh, I'm thinking it's this one.
Well, let's look here because it's on the way. All right, listen at the door.
It's a tarp.
All right,
got a 31.
You hear a very soft orchestra.
Is the screamer done upstairs?
No. There was a new crescendo.
All right, I'm following.
Following.
He's on auto follow.
So he runs into a tree and just...
Are they going up this way?
Yeah, they're going up.
No, which direction? This way or this way?
One is going up this way, one is going up this way.
Okay, then I'm hiding behind that stair.
What is the guard doing?
No, I moved him.
He phases through the wall, pees on the floor. You can't stop me. Zips up and walks through the wall.
If he won't complain
you
about us,
you could have stopped him earlier, Jessica. You could have, if only you listened.
23, I'm checking that door.
It's not trapped.
It's not trapped.
Alright, peek in. I'll keep watch.
Okay.
Yeah, I got above a 30 again on notice to keep watch. I can notice and bluff today really well.
Twenty-seven on my notice.
To look in the room?
Yeah.
Triple
hit.
16.
Oh.
Oh. It looks like a meeting room. There's a desk with a single chair behind it, and then three chairs in front of it. A fireplace, some bookcases, a little buffet table. You guys can hear the faint playing of an orchestra in here.
Oh.
You avoid the fireplace.
I take it there's no one in here.
No.
Nope.
I suppose I'll go over to the desk and just look around.
Okay.
See if there's maybe something that might be useful.
Give me a search check.
Not lootable, but like...
Lootable!
No, something that steal I can from the use rich. To blackmail.
Give to ourselves.
Yes, steal from the rich. Something I can use to blackmail.
I say steal from the rich and give to ourselves.
Thank you, Robin Hood.
No, Robin Hood steal from the rich to
17 plus 12 is
29.
Yeah.
You steal find on give this side of the desk an area where you can probably stick a finger or thumb or something in there. And then inside there, you can see that there's an indentation up in there that kind of sticks. So
if it's like this, it's also like that. It finishes.
It finishes.
Kind of like that.
Okay.
And this appears to be kind of... It has bumps and grooves and whatnot for obviously something that's supposed to go in there.
Oh. Drop your pants.
Key.
Okay.
Can he pick it?
I'll look. Well, yeah. Can I disable the lock or open it or whatever?
Sure, if you want to try.
Will you just keep your stuff over with you?
You mean disable the device, Ryan?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, open lock is technically its own skill in normal 3.5.
Whenever it comes to disable locks, you fail. Traps and locks.
28.
Okay. You don't quite get it, but what you do get is an electric jolt.
Isn't he immune to electricity?
No.
He's not. He's immune to cold.
Oh, okay.
You'll take 12 points with an electric jolt, just kind of... It travels through your pick locks into you.
Was it a tarp?
What?
It means you failed by 5 or more. Good luck.
Well, I rolled a 13.
I can see how you might have failed by 5 or more.
So it's probably a 35, which I can only get with a 20. So, in that case, I guess I'll check the desk.
You're at the desk?
That's a tarp. Unless, of course, it was a trap.
It looks like a desk from here.
That's a
flop. What else? You said
so
this was...
did you get, Ryan, a 30?
I got a 29. No. Whatever.
28.
15 plus 13.
28.
28, yeah.
It could just do it all automatically.
Take 20.
What is that, 2 minutes?
Hmm? Yes, it'll take 2 full minutes.
I'll go ahead and do that, I guess.
Jeez, what's tape for so long?
Okay,
so I want to make sure these guys stay in here.
Bar the door.
So you'll basically stand in front of the door and kind of
mm-hmm.
make
well,
sure
like,
it's this close.
Find something to put in front of it or something.
Actually, I'm going to come over here.
Do you tell us you're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I listen at the door. I got a 32. Is there anything down this hallway?
No, you hear faint talking.
I'm going to stand here with my weapon boot just in case. Lean against the door. Make sure it doesn't open.
Tyler?
Go to the dance floor and break
I will.
Bust a groove.
I will sing!
Sneak! We are sneaking!
And you're over here. But yeah, just go ahead and put me under the staircase. I'll hide there. If there's an under.
There's under the staircase.
Yeah.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Under the sea.
Okay.
Take it from me.
Yes. Okay. From way up in the third floor. Let's see. Who drops right there, so I'll have to roll and scatter, see if it even matters to someone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So it'll actually hit the stairs above you.
Mm-hmm.
But basically you hear a crescendo of yelling, throwing, and sounds like some sort of argument has broken out, and a vase falls and crashes onto the staircase.
I'm glad you were glad.
I'll stay quiet.
You're glad I'm glad?
Yes. I'm sure you're glad you were underneath it.
Excuse me.
Okay. Those guys, you can kind of hear them quiet down.
I will cast this guy's stuff on myself.
They quiet down, but they don't come out. However, that guy pokes his head in, and he will not...
This guy's his guard.
Nah, I will go ahead and give myself a notice check. See if I see anything suspicious. Look at you guys.
Sorry. So he looks over at me as a guard standing there, and... Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like...
Thank you, had a disguise.
You have a spell.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to roll another bluff check.
All right. So that's what happened in those 2 minutes, and the argument will continue.
Cool.
What do you get, total?
Well, with the 20, I get a 35. Nah. Dang.
It might just be a thing.
Could be.
You will take 17 electricity.
Ow.
As you can hear a click.
29.
As these three chairs drop.
Oh. No.
They do the classic villain.
Can I quickly look over and see what's down there?
Looks like a cell. With several skeletons in it.
Oh.
Any equipment?
Is there anything down there other than just
lots
skeletons?
Of fine clothing and jewelry.
Jewelry? Ooh. Chinese.
Yeah, jump down there, Ryan. The next time he does it, you're like...
He's sitting there like, I love this job. This is awesome.
So, and the guy looks down there and is like, why did I get a ghoul?
Does it ever come up on its own?
It comes up after a minute.
This way, it's just long enough for him to listen to them scream. I don't want to get a shock again, so I'll just leave that be. I'm not that greedy.
There's something to look forward to when we go downstairs.
Yeah. If we can get in there.
That's the way you can get in there.
That's the way,
uh-huh. Oh,
was it just like literally four stone walls, or was there like a...
Yeah, a bell.
Oh, okay.
Was there a gate?
So there's no exit.
Okay. There weren't any iron bars or anything.
No, it was a trap.
Wow.
As I said, there's gold and jewelry down there. He didn't even go down to loot.
Wow.
They're rich anyways. So.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Go ahead and set my potion.
Stay, I'm going to peek in here first.
I crash the door and look in.
Okay.
Stealthily.
What you heard was them through those windows.
It's black and white.
It's black and white, like my soul.
Moderate is
very yin and yang.
Yes.
Three.
To the right or wrong.
Fuck.
Open or close.
Double ones.
5 hit points. Apparently that one was really bad. Could you roll percentile dice for me?
Roll that D100, dear.
You don't want to roll 100.
Oh.
Okay, you're good.
15.
Oh, yeah, you can't get a 100.
Yeah, okay. 2d10. It's 0, 0, 0.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Instead of it being 0, that's 100.
Listen at this door! Well, do I want to keep
going? Oh,
only got a 20.
Andre got 100. Sorry. Andre got 100.
Nice. Were you drinking a potion?
No.
I cracked this door and look in.
Did you roll your percentile?
Yes.
Okay. I wish there was communication between our two.
Are the guards only male?
Our two bags of holding?
Yes.
Okay. I was just curious.
Alec didn't want to be in the same bag of holding as you.
Dang it!
Tana doesn't like you, evidently.
Tana doesn't like guys.
It's servant quarters with bunks.
I like super gnomes.
Three high.
That's strange.
I like people just fine. I just also have a thing about my personal space.
You're obviously not a real elf.
Okay. You never survived in the high elf army.
I know.
Alright, fight with your spears.
Well, I'd like to point out, I'm a Sylvanian elf, so I'm more likely to fall in the wood elf army than the high elf army.
And they love their space, that's why they're all skirmishers. Mm-hmm. Hey, 2 inches away! You realize it's not that much, right? 2 inches. Okay. Yeah,
this is war, man. This is war.
This is almost closer than the high elf.
I just need to take a level or two in druid so I can move through forest unimpeded.
Alright, so...
Go to this last door... I got a third. No,
there are two 20 more doors.
Seven to listen.
But he looked in and that one already.
Right too.
This is all the same.
You can hear a guy talking.
Where's the dragon dog?
I heard a peek in, see if the door's there in the basement.
What?
Did you say?
Just a study of some kind.
Just the meeting room.
You stealth. Don't throw the door and charge in. Kind of.
Okay. I need stealth check!
You're higher on mental
level. Okay. You'd think the stairway down would have been in the
natural
kitchen.
Natural
20. Okay. This is where the servants enter. You'll notice that there's kind of some cloaks on pegs and whatnot, and clean boots and whatnot. You can hear the guys talking outside to himself. There's a window there.
Ah. Okay.
So there's a guard talking to himself.
This is such a dumbass job.
Where's the door to the basement, guys?
Maybe that one room over there?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's back here or here.
I went open this hallway door. There's a hallway.
Maybe it's in there.
Probably, but we thought I should check everything else.
Okay. Alright. Group gather.
Maybe the entrance to the basement is upstairs.
Holy.
That'd be interesting.
Just for fun, I'm gonna grab one of these chairs. They're not bolted down, are they?
They're nice chairs.
Cool. Stick it. To get there, underneath the thing.
Oh yeah. You have 10 minutes of air before you'll pass out. We've only been here for 4 minutes.
She likes to hold her breath. She likes to conserve that 10 minutes of air.
I would like to point out, my body is much smaller than some other people. Shouldn't I be able to subsist on that 10 minutes of air for longer than other people?
It doesn't matter what size.
Other people.
Remember, a fly can zoom to just a sec.
A pixie would be a better example or something there.
Okay. Well, that's the bottom floor, guys.
Okay, so it's all right. So that door is now chaired.
I think it's in here.
God, search.
I suppose we should have asked the chick where the basement door was.
Should have.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but we didn't.
Hers was 15.
Henri, can you get that?
15?
No. Okay. Try it again. It's got do my elven senses go off from
you're in an extra dimensional space.
I open bag holding elven senses. Pull her out. Just the ears.
Cigarette right here. Open.
Open up. Alright, Tana, do you find any secret doors?
Yes, I did find a secret door.
Ramp. Oh, you want to get personal. I see how it is.
You just killed yourself because you accidentally hit the bag.
He just rips the bag of holding. Right. It's like, hold on. Like, I need to take a quick break.
Restoration to not be receiving any new spells.
Okay. Alright, so we go to the dance floor, search the dance floor, then go to the pantry. Everyone agree?
Yep.
Tana.
Holy, that's cool.
Tana.
Ooh.
Tana.
World of Warcraft has taken them.
Elven senses, which room should we search for secret door?
To the basement?
Yes.
Check the kitchen!
Alright, we'll go to the pantry first. Thank you. Close the bag.
Alright, so you all walk into the kitchen?
You go to the pantry.
No, Kay. I'm gonna stay out for the moment.
Druids will not be receiving any spells.
What? Going to the pantry or staying in here?
Work with
where's the pantry at? Is that where the fire elemental is?
Yes.
I'll stay outside for now.
Ricardo, when you go in there, be very careful. The kitchen fire likes to attack people.
Okay.
So I'll open the door, you go in and search, I'll be out here to support you.
Why am I going in if they're... Let the melee people out and have them deal with it, and then I'll go search.
But if you hide, the fire won't attack you.
What? I'm walking in the fucking door!
Hide really, really good!
It's not going to see me.
Alright, fine, we'll let the melee people out, smash the kitchen. And then we'll go from there.
You're obviously a fail rogue. You can't hide in plain sight.
Alright. Everyone ready? Open the bag.
How about
Runeura, I choose you!
I would recommend ask his resistance. But I know you'll say no.
I don't want to go to the next to the fire elemental.
Exactly.
Alright, Tana.
It has physical damage.
I open the other bag as well. Tana Rooney. The fire in the kitchen likes to attack people. We're going to let you out. You smash them and then you have to go back in the bag. Okay?
I would like to do this
just
as quietly as possible.
I have
possible.
To do a little dance real fast.
Okay.
As much as the guards don't care.
Druids are finally getting an interrupt that has, like, goes off
they
the global
stay, they can stay out if we go down to the basement. Like, if this is the
feral
end of the one, it doesn't matter.
It's true.
Feral cats and bears,
and just
a kick pummel
upstairs.
Alright, then about the melee.
Okay. You guys get dumped out into the kitchen.
I finished my sandwich before I put my notebook away.
And death comes.
Alright, and I open the door.
Okay, you guys see the kitchen.
What were we supposed
fire.
To do?
The fire. Kill the fire.
Kill the fire.
Yes.
You walk out of the bag of holding. Kill the fire.
You got water?
It's a pantry. There's a table, some cutting, and a small pantry.
Let me get some water.
Ricardo, go in and search.
Go
D2, cover his butt.
Is there a sink?
Nope.
There's no sink in here. Go get some water from the bathroom. Not that bad. Jeez.
Ricardo, search. YouTube cover.
Okay, you two go stand in front of the...
I think it attacked him earlier. It's probably an elemental.
Go in front of the fire, and then I will search.
Yes, put us where you want us to be.
The fire crackles contentedly.
Okay.
It was happy just to punch you twice.
You're probably going to want... Boom! Where'd he go? Huh, cool.
Okay,
21.
You find some interesting spices. They are indeed foreign and imported. They're 75 gold pieces worth of spices.
Are there any Amedian spices?
No.
That bachelor doesn't have a good taste in food.
Can you even taste anything anymore?
I can now, with this rod in my back.
The rod of his...
Alright, let's go search in the kitchen then. Pull the
I'm
dining
just gonna
room.
Stare at the fire and be like, yeah.
I take
it's
my elven senses.
It's fire.
It's just a fire, dude.
What's your bonus to search?
What? Scary.
Well.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon. On July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270.
On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.